Whether Baker actually accomplished that is debatable. What is clear is that he went to Canada to play undercover operative. On an October 18, 1861 trip, he set up a sting to capture Confederate congressmen just returned from Europe. Baker found a number of Southern sympathizers checked in to the Clifton House at Niagara Falls on the Canadian side, their bags full of European correspondence to deliver south. Posing as Philip Herbert, a Southern gentleman, and taking with him a black servant hired in Rochester to appear convincing, Baker booked a suite of rooms at Clifton House and soon was sitting at a table in the hotel bar playing cards with the Southerners. He eventually enticed Confederate Congressman S.W. Ashley, who intended to direct cross-border espionage operations, to take a walk with him on the suspension bridge over the Niagara River. When the two crossed to the American side, a federal agent arrested Ashley. Edwin McMaster Stanton was not handsome, according to one description of him, but on the contrary, rather pig-faced. Twice a week, a clerk shaved only his upper lip in his office. Particular about his clothes, he always wore a formal frock coat and the tall hat of a gentleman. He has been described variously as vindictive, self-righteous, confrontational, hot-tempered, and easily irritated, a man who burned with ambition and thirsted for authority. Deeply insecure, he could be insincere, devious, dedicated to self-preservation, an expert at flattering bosses of any political stripe, or jumping to any side of an issue in order to serve his own interests. Yet he was a devoted family man and a dedicated public servant of remarkable professional talents, able to absorb a tremendous amount of information. A nervous asthmatic, Stanton was an obsessive workaholic, unable to relax or take a vacation. When work did overwhelm him, he often shut himself in his office and read British magazines or a Dickens novel to relax.